You're listening to PetLifeRadio.com.
Is your pet stressed out? Does your pet need annual vaccines? Which pet is best for a child? Would you know if your dog was in pain? Pet Life Radio presents The Pet Doctor, where you'll learn everything about keeping your pet healthy and happy. From pet care, pet meds and grooming, to pet food, pet insurance and dental care, this is the place to find out everything there is to know about pet wellness. Whether you have a dog, cat, reptile or rabbit, you'll find answers for your pets straight from the vets, because it's your pet. Health matters. Please welcome your Pet Doctor host, veterinary media consultant and veterinarian, Dr. Bernadine Cruz.
One of the most common feline surgical procedures performed by veterinarians and which generates some of the most misconceptions is spaying and castration. Neutering is a simple operation that has a big effect on cats. To help debunk some of the misleading notions is my guest, pet expert and certified dog and cat behavior consultant, radio personality and journalist, Steve Dale. We'll be right back after this short break.
Please have a seat in the waiting room. The doctor will be with you shortly, right after these messages.
Petco, where the pets go. Petco, where the pets go.
Pet Life Radio has tail wagging, fur flying, fabulous deals for our listeners from Petco. Get $6 off your order of $60 or more and up to 40% off the entire Petco site.
That's right.
But that's not all.
Because you're a Pet Life Radio listener, you'll also get free shipping on your order of $49 or more. $6 off, up to 40% off,
and free shipping
from Pet Life Radio and Petco. To get these awesome deals, go to PetcoDeals.com. That's PetcoDeals.com.
Petco, where the pets go. X-Power is a global brand that offers a complete line of stand dryers, cage dryers, and multiple blasters that cater to both home and professional groomers. Designed to be quiet, lightweight, and powerful, X-Power pet dryers will save you time, energy, and money. The X-Power B2 Pro at Home Dryer is the perfect gift for family and friends. Please check out our specials at ViperPet.com and Amazon.com. For more information, visit xpower.ws or call 855-855-8868.
Coast to coast and around the world, it's All Behave with Arden Moore. Find out why cats and dogs do the things they do and get the latest buzz from wagging tongues and tails in Rin Tin Tinseltown. From famous pet experts and best-selling authors to television and movie stars, you'll get great tail-wagging pet tips and have a fur-flying fun time. All Behave with America's pet edutainer, Arden Moore. Every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back to The Pet Doctor on Pet Life Radio with Dr. Bernadine Cruz. The doctor is in and we'll see you now.
Steve, thank you so much for being with us. This is a major treat for me.
Well, it's a major treat for me too. I see you at veterinary conferences all the time, and often it's me holding up the microphone to you.
Yes, I love it. Well, you've gotten involved with Royal Canin, a producer of some really high-quality cat food and dog food, but they've come out with a very interesting series of cat food in particular for neutering. Tell me a little bit, first of all, about spaying and neutering, a nice way for people to go, instead of castration, that seems such a harsh word for some. In general, what are some of the benefits of de-sexing them?
Well, you know what? I mean, with cats, we still do have an overpopulation problem pretty much everywhere in the country. It really hasn't gotten better than it has a couple of decades ago. So one of the many reasons why we want to spay neuter is, yeah, they cannot reproduce, obviously, if they are spayed or neutered. But it's more than that. They make better pets. They're easier for us to live with. You don't have a cat that always wants to go outside to find a significant other, for one thing. You have a cat that's quieter and isn't yowling. You have a cat that's not going into heat. I mean, it's easier for us to live with these guys as pets if they're spayed or neutered. And you can tell me better than I can tell you, in fact, about the many health benefits, particularly for female cats. And the good news is, and those health benefits are significant and life-saving in some cases. So I don't mean to glide right over that. But what I will say is that we're getting it. 88% of cats, give or take, in America, pet cats are spayed or neutered. So we are doing it and moving in the right direction. But as a veterinarian, I bet you can tell me something that you did notice years ago when you began to spay and neuter pediatric cats, which, again, is a great thing for all the reasons I mentioned. It is the right thing to do. I say that without question, without doubt. But you know what? You do some things, and sometimes some other things happen as a result of you doing one thing. And one thing that seems to occur with these cats, and some of these cats, you know, people are not overfeeding the cats. People are not giving these cats treats, which are problems in of themselves. Some people are actually exercising their cats with interactive toys, all the right things to do, and they are doing all the right things, and still, these cats are overweight. And what happens is owners repeat, you know, the cat seems hungry all the time. What's going on with that? Well,
or they're so used to leaving the food out free choice because that's what they were always told. Just leave it out. They're not going to overeat. Just, yeah, it's a lot easier. But you're right. They are becoming chunk-a-monks.
And that's not a healthy thing for our cats to be chunk-a-monks or to be overweight or obese. And in fact, what we now know through science is that within 48 hours, very quickly after they're spayed-neutered, we see a 30% decrease in energy needs for these cats, a 20% increase in appetite, hence them wanting more and more food. When they want more and more food, we tend to perhaps give it to them. But I will tell you, I've seen owners do everything right. They're not free feeding. Leaving out the food all the time is what we tend to do with cats. We don't do that with dogs. We figure that cats have this automatic turn-off valve, which greatly they don't have. And when they're spayed and neutered, they really don't have. And what happens is they train us to become, which is what you're referring to, automatic food dispensers. So we're constantly, oh, let's pour more. No, 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 let's pour more. Oh, the cat's eating all that. And also, most of us don't have a cat. We have two or three. So you don't know, or maybe four or five. And you don't know. They're like potato chips. And you don't know in the end who's getting what. So the cats are, and cats do this very well, they efficiently train us to become automatic food dispensers. So what we need to do, it's a multimodal approach. It's not just the spayed-neutered diet, which is really important. It's been in Europe now for some number of years, and it seems to help without doubt. So diet changes, and really, ultimately, Dr. Cruz, what I say is to talk to your veterinarian about the right diet changes for your cat. And I need to back up one step. See your veterinarian. One of the big problems we have is identifying when our cats are overweight. And it's very difficult to do if you live, let's say you live with a significant other and you go to a party and someone hasn't seen that significant other in maybe a decade. And that person then later says to you, oh my goodness, your husband or your wife or your friend, ooh, they've gained a little bit of weight, haven't they, in that 10 years? And you think, well, really, I haven't noticed that. Because when you're living with someone every day, it can be difficult to notice. And when you live with a cat every day or dog, it can be difficult to notice just a couple of pounds added on. But in a cat, a couple of pounds can be really significant. You know, 20% of the cat's weight can be just a couple of pounds or more.
And that fluffy fur can hide so many sins. So, yes, too many people will tell me, oh, it's not overweight, it's fluffy. And you're right, Steve, to go ahead and to teach them how to do a body condition score, because you see them every day, you lose track of it. You may realize they jump on your lap and it's like, oh, that was heavy. But yes, that is very important because once they get neutered, you're putting them right into that menopausal woman stage where women my age and friends start just looking at food and you get fat.
Well, we disagree there because you look wonderful and you're nowhere near that age.
But oh, I love you.
The idea of what you're saying is true. And veterinarians have known this for some time, but it's a difficult topic to navigate because it could potentially sound like you're saying spay-neuter is not a good thing. And I don't think there's anyone saying that. But what I'm saying and what other people are saying as well is that spay-neuter is a great thing. We need to continue doing that, maybe even more than we already are doing that. And we're doing very well at it for cats. However, what we need to do is pay attention to the potential result of spay-neuter, and it could just mean feeding the spay-neuter diet. It could mean exercising with your cat, which is a great thing anyway. We're keeping our cats indoors, you know, so let's activate their prey drives. Let's give them some exercise. Am I not right about that?
Totally, yes, or they get into a lot of trouble.
Yeah, that's another issue. So you come home and that little kitten ends up tearing down the blinds and doing all these other things, but you're not engaging that cat. And we need to do that. It also helps us bond, I think, with our dogs or cats by doing things with them. And if that thing happens to be exercise, that's great. I'm also a fan of feeding at specific times, twice a day, like you would a dog, you know, 7 a.m. and 5 p.m. or whatever those times are. Three times a day if you can do it, if you're home, or four times a day. Cats do like specific small meals, but better than leaving out the food all the time. But take a percent of that food, 10%, 15% of the food, a small percent, and hide it. Leave it in different places around the house. Teach your cat to search for it and, quote, hunt for the food. It's a way to activate that prey drive, even in indoor cats.
But it probably is not a bad idea. The cat's going to find it. Make sure you leave yourself a note so you remember where you left that bowl, because you'd hate to come back afterwards and find ants or something else got into it. Oh, yeah, I left it behind the chest of drawers. I wonder how long ago that was. So
actually, I did once receive a complaint from a reader who said I did exactly what you said. I remember this reader lives in Georgia somewhere and said, you know what? Here's a bill for $120 for extermination of ants, which I didn't pay, but they actually sent me the bill. So you're right. Remember yourself where you put the food, but mostly once the cats get the game, they love it.
I like that idea. I'm going to have to try it with my kids. So I love the fact you're talking about a diet approach to this. You need to control it. You definitely need to see your veterinarian. I know that you're representing Royal Canin. Tell us a little bit about their foods.
Well, I mean, what I'm really representing, yes, I suppose I am, Dr. Cruz, but what I'm really representing is what is best for our cats.
True.
More than anything else. And yes, when you introduced me, you said high-quality diet. And to an extent, what it's in part what they purport to be, some of these pet food companies, is really what they are. And I like the top-line products, then that's fine, and they are that. But what I'm really representing is the way in which we should be feeding our cats, the way we should be interacting with them daily. You know, cats have become so popular, they are the most popular pet in America. And one of the reasons for that, I think, is because they're so easy. You know, people think, oh, get a litter box, get a cat, that's all I need to do, put out some food, leave it out all the time. No, that's not quite right. They're domestic animals, they need us, and they need to engage with us. They're social animals, too, and they need to interact with us in some way. So that is what I'm all about, as well as helping folks to understand that, you know, this might not be your fault. You might, in fact, be doing everything right. You might not be giving all those table treats, and you're going to shake your finger at me because I say, you know, it's human nature a little bit here and there. Okay, but some of us do give our cats way too much, thinking or forgetting to think, you know, how small they are in the first place, you know? And just a half a slice of turkey meat to a cat is like us eating, well, just about a whole turkey, you know? So never mind all the salt and all those things that you can tell me appropriately are not good for the cat. But there are lots of people that aren't doing that, and they're exercising with their cat, and they're not leaving out the food all the time. What's the deal? Well, the deal is you did the right thing by spaying or neutering, but as you indicated earlier, there's a real result from all that, and I love the fact that Royal Canin has come up with a part of the answer, which is a nutritional answer.
And you're right. I'm not going to wag your finger at you, however, because I have the treat jar in my kitchen. My cats have me well-trained. I go in the kitchen. They sit there. They meow, and it's like, you know, maybe they just want some interaction with me. Maybe they really don't want the food. So we also now have a brush next to where we have the cookie jar. So instead of a treat all the time, they get that brushing. And everybody's metabolism, you're exactly right, Steve, is a little bit different. And neutering, though it may slow it down a bit, oh, I am still a big, big proponent of spaying and neutering. So I have been speaking with Steve Dale. Thank you so much today for giving us some really good pointers on how to keep our kitties healthy, happy, and oh yes, see your veterinarian at least twice a year. Thanks, Steve.
That's the most important line of all. Thank you, Dr. Cruz.
Thank you so much today for listening. I'm Dr. Bernadine Cruz. This is the Pet Doctor on Pet Life Radio. Thank you so much. Take care.
Pets can be a wonderful addition to your life because they're a member of the family. Keeping them healthy and happy is important. Pet Life Radio presents The Pet Doctor with veterinary media consultant and veterinarian Dr. Bernadine Cruz. Whether you have a dog, cat, reptile, or rabbit, you'll find answers for your pets straight from the vets. The Pet Doctor, on demand every week, only on PetLifeRadio.com.